Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And as per usual, we're going to start the episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota for sponsoring, being the title sponsor today. We do appreciate your ongoing support. Keith, Fad, Nimmer, all the boys down at Noral, thank you very much. Now on with the show. As you know, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Matthew Britton. I'm a local resident of Fort McMurray.
Yeah, and you've been on the show before.
Yes, I have.
There you go.
And this whole entire time, that's the only part that stressed me out the most, is the name part. I've been thinking about that ever since the last time.
Yeah.
So, what am I about? That's the hard part. Let's get on the easy part. Just the conversation.
What am I about? So, you were the last guest that we had in our old studio because we actually lived next door to you. And now you are... not the first guest in this studio, but officially, and we're going to break it today, is I'm going to start doing my vlog again, and you are the first guest appearance on the vlog, so congratulations. So we've got talking topics here to talk about that I need to like get out of my brain here. First and foremost, let's talk about Gatorade.
I'm ready.
All right, so...
I'm ready.
For the people at home, I feel... hands down, orange Gatorade is the best flavor.
Wrong.
So myself and Tanner have been talking about this and taking surveys, and you showed up today with orange Gatorade knowing how excited I would be, and then you're like, oh, P.S., not my favorite flavor.
No.
So no. What are your favorite flavors of Gatorade?
Red and blue.
Red and blue. Red first or blue?
Yes, red first.
Okay, so that's another tick for the blue category, or for the red category, but blue hands down is... Everybody's favorite Gatorade. So why do you have orange Gatorade then?
Because I've been drinking a lot of red and blue, and it's time to change it up.
Okay, fair enough.
Something different.
Fair enough.
It's still a good taste, still a good Gatorade, but
That's definitely not the best. I know. I got so cocky thinking orange Gatorade was the best.
It's the cockiest I've ever seen you over anything.
Anything. And just for everybody at home, if you want to write in, like, we'll do a survey eventually that I will get crushed at, but... literally for, it's been a year now, at least. Maybe 8 months.
I feel like this survey may be tainted, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's going to be people that'll just say orange because they support you.
Yeah, fair enough. Right? Yeah, we got to ask random strangers. But yeah, nobody has said orange. Not a single soul.
Do it on a vlog series. Walk through downtown, do it on a vlog series.
Oh, dude. Dude, that is a good idea. You know, that could be one of the episodes.
These people don't know you. Maybe you could get something from people.
That's right. That is a great episode.
I would love that episode because it'll be extremely fun to just watch Elliot get crushed.
Yeah.
It takes away a personal connection between you and other people. So they can't just be like, oh, hey, Elliot likes that. Like, I like orange Gatorade. It's really good. Like, people you've never met before in your life, like, hey, we're just doing a poll here. Like, hey, what do you guys like for Gatorade? And
that is a great episode idea. I would tell Tanner, look, Tanner, write this down or put it somewhere, but we're filming right now. So
we also have to ask them prior to asking them their favorite Gatorade if they watch the show.
That's right.
Do you make sure that they don't watch the show and might know?
That's right. Gatorade. That's right. Yeah. Do you watch the podcast? Never seen it before. Sweet. That'll be so random. Yeah. Like, what is happening here? So we have this new company we actually just started. Mm-hmm. By the time this episode airs, it'll already be up and going. It's called Bag Fries. Mm-hmm. And so what it is just people donate to me and Tanner. Just donate money. And so, but we promise to do cool things with the money that's donated to us. Mm-hmm. And so part of like the vlog series is like with the money, I'll be like documenting what we do. Mm-hmm. So like for this, what you're just saying right now, like I'm literally going to go up to people and be like, you ever watch the Mac City Morning Show? And they're going to be like, no, sweet. What's your favorite color Gatorade? And then they'll tell me their favorite color and I'll be like, ah, jeez. All right, here's a dollar. And then I'll just walk away. Mm-hmm. So like with the money we plan to do.
Yeah.
Cool and interesting things.
So
bag fries. Because people keep asking, like, hey, how can we support you? How can, like, we have guests that come sometimes that, like, own big businesses. And, like, how much does this cost? And we're like, the podcast is free because like I wouldn't charge you to come on the podcast. That would be stupid. Like we're just hanging out. So like now when guests come like, hey, how can we like, how much does this cost? I'm like, it's by donation, whatever you want to donate.
So why bag fries?
I'm so glad you asked this question.
Like, why bag fries?
I'm so glad you asked this.
Doesn't love bag fries.
So this has been a name for a company that I've been thinking about since I was 19 or 20 years old. I didn't know when I was going to use it, and I literally like I've started a number of companies, and bag fries has never fit before. So bag fries are like when you go to McDonald's and you order like your meal, and then you're eating your meal, and then after the meal you look in your bag, and then there's bonus fries. Those are the best fries in the world.
Yeah.
Like the bag fries are the best, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
And so bag fries as a company, like, and same with this, is like, I'm not really offering a service per se. So this is just extra money for like shits and giggles.
Okay.
So that's why this company is called Bag Fries.
Yeah.
And so one of Tanner's ideas, which I love, is just like, we're just going to hang out bags of fries one day and like record and be like, here's some fries. Here's some fries. And people are like, what the hell is wrong with these guys? So we have all these different, so the vlog in itself, before I started filming the Mac City Morning Show, I literally, for 2 years, put out a video every single day of just what I was doing. So I'm not going back to that daily grind of doing it. That's, I just can't.
That's a commitment.
That's a commitment. Yeah. And because of the show and because of the company is doing well, like, I just can't invest that kind of time. But every once in a while, like, I'll put out a video of, like, today, like, I drove down here, you and me are filming, somebody else is coming. So it'll be, like, a one-minute video saying, like, here. This is behind the scenes of basically the Mac City Morning Show. And then every once in a while, we'll sneak in like, hey, don't forget to donate to Bag Fries. So
now you donate to Bag Fries.
There you go. Now you have some exciting news. Sad news for me and Tanner. Sad news for the city of Fort McMurray. But you're moving. So is this like where you're moving to?
Fort Saskatchewan.
All right. And so I know why. We talked about this before. You have never spent any time in Fort Saskatchewan.
No. Drove through it.
Yeah.
Drove through it going somewhere else. But
yeah. No. So you're an adventurous cat then.
No, I don't want to go. with life lately over the past like 10 months after catching COVID, getting sick and just not really fully recovering, it's been kind of more of a downhill slope than anything of progression for my life and my partner's life. So when it comes to not being able to hold my job down anymore, financially it doesn't make sense for us to stay here. And like at the end of the day, I don't plan on living here forever. This isn't my goal for the rest of my life, to work on the oil sands and all that kind of stuff. So like with her, the company she's going to go work for down in Gibbons, they already gave her the opportunity to come back. They always wanted her to come back. They didn't even want her to leave to come back up here with me in the first place. So they were open arms like, you have your job, because we move on the 2nd, she starts on the 5th. It's like almost immediate. We'll have a couple of days to get comfortable and stuff, and then immediately she starts her job. So like with me not being able to basically hold mine, I guess you can say, it just doesn't make sense for us to be here. It's financially not able to help us, because like at the end of the day, after me getting sick, it's always coming down to money. My health is getting better. It's progressing. It's still a struggle, but it's getting better. So that's something I can acknowledge, that I've gotten better. But it always comes down to money for our bills, and like with where we lived up in with where we live up in Abasan currently right now, it's a nice place. It's beautiful. We don't want to leave. It's our home, and we've spent so much time over me being sick that we're practically like giving up, I guess you can say, on this place, because it's just setting us back more. It's not letting us like progress, save our money, move forward, and it's always down to money. So we don't want to go, because I've lived here my whole life. My brothers are here, my friends are here, my family are here, everything. But at the same time, like, it's not a negative that we're going.
That's right.
Like, I got better clinics down there that can help me. Financially, we'll be able to save a little easier with the price of everything down there. It's better.
That's right.
And, like, more to do.
That's right.
More to do. Because unless if you have a quad, or unless if you're making pretty good money here, it's hard to do something for me. So, like, down there, like, we can go to Edmonton. We can go throw axes one day. We can go shoot guns in the Wild West gun range one day. We can go to my grandparents' farm one day. Like, it kind of varies. But, like, when you do the same thing, hunting, fishing every day, like, that's my passion. Hunting and fishing is what I love to do.
Right.
But if that's kind of your only, like, option of what you can do, doesn't really.
And you can do that down there.
Yeah, you could still do it down there, too. And
so you got all the bonuses.
We got our family farm down there in Marathorpe outside of Edmonton. So, like, that just adds on to, like, I'm closer to there now. It's a little bit less of a hassle to get to it instead of 6 hours. I'm, like, an hour and a half drive away. It'll be nice, right?
Yeah.
So not opposed to the idea of moving. Like, we're trying to be a little more positive about it, but
I think there's lots of positives.
It sucks to leave. Like, there's a lot of positives to it, but like the stuff we're leaving behind, like my nephews, my sisters, my parents, my brothers, all the people I've grown up with, and just being here in general. It's my home. It's always has been.
That's right.
Like I said last podcast, I only ever lived somewhere else because of the fire, but previous to that, it's always been here.
That's right.
So the idea of moving away is kind of like, is it a good idea? There's a lot of like anxiety towards it because like, it's what if, who knows, what could be, what can be.
That's right. Well, here's a little bit of help for you. If it doesn't go good, you can always move back.
Oh, yeah.
So there's that.
I'll never say never to coming back here. That's right. It could always happen. There's a lot of money here. There's my family here. There's a lot of things that can benefit me being here like it has before. Like my life and me as a person is because of here.
Right.
Like I said last episode. So like I'm not opposed to the idea of doing it. It's just not somewhere I want to. I don't want to hang my hat here.
That's right.
I want to hang my hat somewhere else. I want to be. I also want to be warmer. Minus 40 sucks. Not a single person likes minus 40. So like Edmonton's a little bit warmer. The grand scheme of things is Medicine Hat because it's nice down there. It's beautiful. I got friends down there, and like it's just he never complains about it. He likes the weather. He likes the atmosphere itself.
Yeah, Fort Scotch is really nice too, man. Like I've spent some time there. It's good. Mm-hmm. Now before we keep going though, Tanner's hit me up that he's ready with his questions for the Maxi Minute, but we have something to show before we start with the Max CD Minute. So do you want to line that up, Tanner? Or can you line that up?
I can line that up.
All right. You point me in when you start and I'll stop talking.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
All right, we're back. Tanner, you know what that ad's about? Yeah, have you listened to it with the volume on yet?
I will not ever listen to that with the volume on because I hate every single clip that we ever put into this show.
Yeah, because you got to watch it on repeat.
It's so ballistic. Honest to God, that makes me like hate my job just a little bit. That's the one thing about my job I don't like.
Yes, the end, outro. the beginning intro and outro are deadly for you.
Hellscape.
Well, just so you know, it's all about sunscreen. So it's a new sponsor to the show. Big shout out to Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate your support. And hey, listen, sunscreen, 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 sunscreen.
And just because I don't listen to the ad doesn't mean you shouldn't. It's because I hear it 100 times a day.
That's right. So get out there, support a local awesome company, and protect your skin. So anyways, Tanner, sorry for hitting the mic. Let me hit. Let's hear your questions for the Maxi Minute.
Alrighty, question number one. What is one thing you'll think you'll miss the most about Fort McMurray?
Memories.
Question number two. What is one thing you like to do when you have free time within the city of Fort McMurray?
Spend time with my new fiance.
Ooh, whoop, boop, boop.
Question number three. What is one thing you look forward to the most when you leave?
The chance of getting better.
Question number four. What is one reason you love the Max City Morning Show and being on it?
Pushing boundaries.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Getting past my anxiety. I like that one. Sit in front of a camera.
It's crazy that you say that just because you're so natural. Like, but anyways, we'll talk about that after Tanner's done his questions.
You love just going off in the middle of my questions.
Yeah, don't I do.
And your final question. What is one reason you think Fort McMurray is a great place for family and friends?
Man, okay, that was tough.
I always get one that stumps them.
After-school programs provide a lot for kids. Depends on who you are and what you like to do. If you like indoor activity, you definitely have indoor activities. Like you can go to Mac Island through rock crawling, fishing, all that kind of stuff.
Fishing on Mac Island?
I was going to say, where do you do indoor fishing?
Rock climbing, basketball, swimming. I meant swimming, not fishing.
Okay,
all right. I guess you can fish in there if you're brave enough.
Yeah. You're not going
to
catch anything.
You can throw something in there if you want to, but I don't think they're going to like it.
Yeah.
It provides a lot for kids with after-school activities and so on and so forth. But genuinely, like we talked about last time, it's a community. Like growing up in Beacon Hill, like I did Timberley or Thickwood with you, did
yeah,
it was Thickwood,
yeah,
right?
Thickwood, yeah.
Like you guys are definitely closer with the people you live with. So that sense of that's community, right. Even though it's a bigger place, like 60,000 people, however many, you still feel pretty close to who you're surrounded
yeah.
by.
Yeah.
So
those have been your five questions.
There we go. Yeah, it's crazy to me that you say you're anxious because you crush it every time we come on the show. And, like, we spent a decent amount of time, like, when we were neighbors in the old studio. And, like, I would have never in a million years have suspected that until, like, you told us one day. And I was
pressure
just like,
spotlight.
Wow.
I'm not choosing the spotlight
right
now, right? This is right. something I'm putting myself into. So I did choose to be here. But,
that's
like,
right. yeah.
the whole, I don't know. I don't really know how to put it.
Yeah.
Just nerves itself. Like I said, the hardest part isn't the conversation. It's just the beginning, the introduction into it, because the yeah. conversation slowly starts to roll. And when it rolls, then you kind of get comfortable into it, right?
That's right.
But like that first few seconds yeah. there when you got to be like,
yeah,
hey, focus on me for a second. Like, nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Edgy. Oh
my God. That's too funny. So we were talking about this earlier. I don't want to give away where we were or where you're moving out of, but they have done some major renovations or additions to
additions.
The area. So
yeah.
fence, backyard have been put up. What else is going on up there?
They added rocks in my front yard because my grass wouldn't grow.
In the front yard? Oh, I didn't get that when you
yeah,
said it.
Yeah, it's in the front, right in front of the driveway. So if you got the driveway, the walk pad, and then beside it is laid down rocks right in front of your little deck area or whatever.
Don't forget
Gross.
About that.
But yours doesn't have it. It just has a little square right in front of your deck. Ours is the whole thing.
Don't forget oh. about the stupid curb at the end too.
Oh,
they trimmed that yesterday. They trimmed it yesterday, so it's about like 6 inches away from your driveway now.
Oh,
on either side of it.
Nice.
So, but majority of the ones there. Oh, they added retaining walls in different people. So if you got units that are attached to each other, so you have. Yours, the back yeah. alley, mine, and then the one beside me,
yeah.
and that person as well, because they had it on a slope, a
yeah.
lady slipped apparently or hurt herself or whatever, so they needed to fix that.
Yeah.
So instead, they added the grade up on the driveway, put a retaining wall there between the two people, which made
oh.
the driveway a little smaller,
yeah.
but it's better in the long run for the wintertime.
Right, right.
So, and then,
interesting.
Yeah, now they got separate driveways. Now they don't really technically share one since that retaining wall
that's,
is there. But
yeah, that's not everybody.
Out. No, that's not everybody.
Huh.
It's like, not everybody has rocks put in theirs. I don't know why mine had to. The grass wouldn't grow.
Yeah.
Lay down seed and the grass will grow. But the condo board's been really good to us. Like, they're actually really good. Before moving in there, I've heard complaints about the place. But personally, as long as I talk to and I'm pretty considerate. Like,
yeah.
these are new places. Things are going to happen. Things are going to change. Houses shift when
that's
they're
right.
new, right?
That's right.
So, like, for me, I'm pretty considerate about these things. And when I talk to the lady about it, I'm pretty sure she's project manager.
Yeah.
She understands that I'm understanding about it. Like, these things happen. And I'm not here to get mad. I want to be comfortable where I will live. I want my place to be taken care of because it was my first home.
That's right.
Away from my mom and dad. So, like, if I bring up something to their attention, they don't fix it,
yeah.
I'm going to get irritated about it because, like, it's your job to take care of this stuff and provide this for me for
that's
being
right.
your tenant. But we've never had that problem
yeah.
ever. So
yeah.
it's pretty
yeah.
good.
I got a question. Does Matt on the other side still live there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and he talks about you all the time.
Listen, do you guys have his phone number?
No, we haven't got...
Yes, can you? Because, like, he gave me his phone number, and he put it in my phone, like, the last day I was there. And he must have, like, maybe he spelled his name differently.
He's on a 6-in-1 schedule right now for the shutdown. So he's sleeping every other day.
Okay. Yeah, but, like, he doesn't know what Matt in his phone it is.
Yeah, and I, like, looked through it, and he wasn't there, so I was just like...
Or he might be there, but you have, like, 1,600 Matts in your phone.
No.
You're looking
like,
for him to come on an episode.
And just,
yeah.
look, I don't know about, I don't think he'll come on the episode, because...
No,
but
Elliot
I want
doesn't
him,
want him to come on, because his stipulation
oh,
for
yeah,
him to
I'm
come on
it.
Is to do the Hot Ones challenge,
yeah,
and
that.
Elliot is too big of a cat to do it.
I'm not doing it. You know you know the but, show Hot Ones.
Yeah, why not, though?
Yeah.
I don't do hot shit.
He's
break your boundaries.
Because he's a white tiger.
Yeah, because I'm a white tiger. We talked about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, like, I forget where I was, but, like, I had something that was, like, I don't mind hot things.
That
but
had flavor, but
that
not
have flavor
a hot thing
to it.
That's, yeah, yeah.
That's
okay,
right.
Yeah,
but you don't know if there's flavor in it or not. You haven't tried
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but if he's saying
said,
hot ones, if you've
yeah.
watched the episode,
yeah,
not a
know.
Single thing there except for the first two have taste. The rest of them are
you're
chugging
you
milk,
know
you're
that.
Drinking beer, you're
yeah.
slurping ranch, whatever
that's right.
it is.
But that doesn't
sure
mean there's
away.
Not taste.
Yeah. And it regardless, the reason I don't, like, for one, and me and Tanner discussed this, okay, if Sean Evans gives me a call and says, hey, can you be on Hot Ones? I'll be like, okay, I'll try it out.
I'd pass it up.
I'll try it out.
Some of this because stuff is too hot, man.
For what it's worth, I'll try it out if it's actually on Hot Ones. Because, like, that's a cool story. A lot of people will see it, and I'm going to be embarrassing. That being said, if it's just, like, here, I'm really not getting any big uptick from doing it. So I ate something hot a few weeks ago, and I was like, oh, man, this is hot, and I didn't like it. It burnt my mouth. My lips swole a little bit. I was like, this is not worth it. But then when I was using the washroom later on that evening, I was like, this is definitely not worth it.
Me with the Pacquiao chip. I ate that one chip challenge last Christmas, so the one prior to that, 2021.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Bad action.
That's right.
But I also didn't eat anything prior to doing it. We opened everything at like 7:30 in the morning.
No, that's probably a good idea.
No, sister said I was too scared to do it. I had no liquid in me. I had no food in me, anything. It didn't help absorb any of it, and right. I was...
Yeah, but then there was nothing to puke up either.
Yes, there was.
Bile.
Yes, there was. It found a way. It found a way, and it was bad. Like, yeah. It was bad. I don't like white milk. Chocolate milk. Way to go, 100%. Yeah. But I drank at least 2-3 liters of white milk.
Yeah.
I ate half a loaf of bread, but because of how hot it was, the bread felt like sandpaper on my tongue. So I had covered my tongue with the bread, and then I'd spit the bread out because
You know what?
Hot stuff is good, but too hot is
it's not good. That's right. You know what I need to do when I do anything hot? I need to get a lactose pill. Because I'm borderline lactose intolerant.
Milk doesn't help.
But it helps a little bit.
Milk helps better than water.
And ice cream.
If it's too hot, it doesn't do anything. Sour cream apparently works. Beer apparently works.
Okay.
But
anything with cream.
Yeah,
yeast seems to be a big thing for that too.
Well, listen, man. This sucks because Tanner hit his watch. So that means we're out of time. So that's the end of the episode. But that being said, we're going to talk more after the camera's off. So it doesn't suck for us. It's unfortunate for the people at home.
We might not have time.
There we go. Well, it might be unfortunate for us too. So anyways, but thank you for coming. But as you know, everybody that comes on gets a shameless shout out or plug before they leave. So you got the mic, the camera, the likes. Have fun.
Recently engaged. Let's go. Wedding next summer. It's going to be fun. I'm going to miss Fort McMurray. It'll definitely be a big change switching up to moving somewhere different. So moving away from my family will be a shame, but they're always there. And thanks for having me back.
Yeah, man. Well, I'll come down. We'll do an episode like in your new spot. We'll do an all location in your backyard. It'll be awesome. Sweet. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Big shout out to our sponsor, Noral Toyota, and Patchouli Rose. Do appreciate it. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
I'm so crooked now that this show's over. I need another one.
So ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.